the land. Blair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar Christopher Hart. They team with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Blair Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
The terrorists who represent themselves as the core of a peaceful religion has burned alive an enemy Jordanian pilot. They actually did this a week or more ago. Tried to scam the Jordanians into releasing their favorite gal, who screwed up her own suicide bombing, for a box of ashes. In a case of almost understandable revenge, the King of Jordan has ordered her execution. This kind of revenge never works. Use your military to retaliate, and retaliate in a big way. Dusting her won't do a thing to help, and they'll get no real satisfaction. Now, we aim to satisfy the American Adversaries at Drive Time on AM 660, The Answer. Blair Adams here, and our host satisfies. He's a high-protein bar for hungry conservatives, Christopher Hart.
All right. Thank you so much, Blair Adams, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us. That's right. You got the American Adversaries on your dial. It is Drive Time, and you got us on AM 660, The Answer, coming to you live from the mercury-free broadcasting studios. And please don't forget, for the very best in mercury-free dentistry, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. And don't forget to ask him about his book, Mercury Free, and find out why your immune system could be affected by exposure to mercury. All right, we are live once again, so you can be a part of the show, 407-774-8255. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge. Nostra Dennis will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. We do have a guest today. His name is Gerald Loper, and he is a business and player development director, one of the business and player development directors over at the Orlando Predators. Gerald Loper, thanks for coming in and being with us again tonight.
Thank you, Chris. Good afternoon. It's a great day to be an Orlando Predator.
It sure is. And, of course, now the NFL season's over, the AFL season, that means Arena Football League season, is getting ready to start. And the official kickoff of the season here in Orlando starts on Sunday, March the 29th. And we're going to be telling you it's going to be a very special day. We're going to be telling you a lot about that. And Gerald has brought along a special deal with him that we're going to be telling you about here in just a moment. But I do want to take a couple of minutes here just to kind of take care of a little bit of business. Once again, folks, if you can get to the Awakening 2015 Rebuilding the Wall put on by the Liberty Council, you need to hurry up and get your tickets because they are going fast. There's a few left, but they are going fast. They're only $20 each. It's March the 14th, and that will be from 8:30 in the morning until 5 o'clock p.m. That's a Saturday. It's going to be at the Faith Assembly Church at 9307 Curry Ford Road. Mike Huckabee is going to be there. Rick Santorum is going to be there. The founder of Liberty Council, Matt Staver, is going to be there. They'll all be speaking, along with Pastor James Robinson, the internationally known televangelist, along with a fellow by the name of Kamal Saleem. And Kamal Saleem was, as a young child, trained to be a terrorist who has gone on to become I believe he's a Christian, and he's going to talk about what goes on over there, which Lara was just referring to with his remarks. And, you know, the president comes out, and once again, he's so lukewarm about this sort sort of thing. Saying, on the one hand, he says, "Yeah, this is going to redouble our efforts over there to deal with ISIS and take care of them." And of course, that means it's business as usual. What are they going to do to redouble their efforts? I mean, he's already made it clear.
What's twice nothing.
Yeah, exactly. He's already made it clear he's not going to do what it takes to deal with this problem. And then he says this. Affects the other. We don't want to look at this as though a Muslim problem, because the other 99.9% of the Muslims are all peaceful in that and the other thing. Well, there's a lot of polls out there which show that's
math don't work.
No, that it's anywhere between giving the poll you're using 10% and 40%. But let's take his number just for a moment and consider it, because there are, according to census numbers, the UN, there are some 1.6 billion Muslims in the world. So he is saying that 0.1% are the problem. All right. Well, if you got 1.6 billion, 1% of that is 16 million. In other words, 100 times 16 million is 1.6 mm-hmm. billion. Okay. So now we need to take 10% of 16 million, which gives us 1.6 million. Even if it is the number that the president said, that is 1.6 million dedicated, hate-filled fighters around this world wanting to do evil and accomplishing it in the process.
Chris, you're not using Common Core math. That's your problem here.
I guess so, yeah.
Common Core math shows that they're not even out there.
Well, it would have brought it all the way down to probably 160. But this president is not going to deal with this problem effectively, and it's going to leave a huge problem for the next president. And let's hope and pray that that president, whoever he or she may be, that they are prepared to recognize this problem for what it is and are willing to deal with it. And also willing to do something about our military in order to turn around the trend of weakening our military to strengthening our military, because we need our military now more than, or as much as, if not more than ever. And their numbers have been decimated by this president and his administration. So this problem is only going to get worse under this administration, and it's going to require a serious effort by the next president. And that is going to have to be one of the requirements that we are going to have to hold the next presidential candidates to, and that is, are you ready to take this problem by the horns and deal with it seriously and recognize it for what it is? All right. Having said all of that, Gerald Loper is here, and speaking of our military and veterans, the Orlando Predators are going to be doing something very special for vets on their very first home game, which, as I said, is coming up Sunday, March 29th. And, Gerald, please tell our audience what that's going to be. What's that going to entail?
Well, our owner, David Siegel, who is quite a philanthropist in the Orlando area, as you well know, he's donated 1,600 tickets to veterans, and we're going to have a salute to Veterans Night with Lee Greenwood, singing the national anthem, and then at halftime also performing some of his older hits.
And so, I believe he's also going to sing America the Beautiful as part of that halftime show as well.
I was thinking of the name of that song.
but of course, in his famous song
Proud about to Be American.
Proud to Be American, exactly.
Right.
And so it's going to be a special event for veterans. Now, have these tickets already been handed out? The tickets left?
The vouchers have gone out. We had a great response. We targeted, I think it was 3,000 or 2,500, and we had 1,600 confirmations. So.
That's fantastic. And that's one of the great things about the Preds. They've always been big supporters of our vets. And, of course, David Siegel is going to double down on that tradition.
It's exciting entertainment. The vets come. They see each other, their fellow brothers. They have a good time. It's an exciting sport, arena football, and Mr. Siegel is just, he's got a warm heart as a former veteran himself.
And, well, I didn't know he was a vet. He's a vet.
Yes.
Well, we want to thank him for his service to our country and his service to our community and everything he's done in our community to bring, wealth to this community. And it's a great thing that he has done. Now, You have brought a special deal for some of our listeners tonight if they want to take advantage of it, have you not?
We have. Now that the Super Bowl and pretty much the NFL college seasons are over, in a few weeks people are going to get the jitters. And we've got a great solution.
Start having some withdrawal shakes.
We've got a great solution. Yeah. Arena football, if you've never been to a game, we have NFL quality athletes coaching. The game is played on a 50-yard field. It's a very quick, exciting game. We have a great dance team and various entertainment throughout those games. So come on out and join us. And you can right now, if you buy a lower bowl season ticket, we will match that with an upper bowl season ticket for free. And
wow.
you can get a lower bowl season ticket for as low as $149.
All right.
It's 9 home games, so it's about $16 a game, and then you get the other free ticket.
Now, if you get two lower bowl tickets, do you get two free upper bowl tickets?
You do.
So it's one for one.
Buy one,
get one free.
So call us right now. Between now and 6 p.m., we've got this special. So call 407-355-2200, 407-355-2200. And we will take your season ticket your order, get you really good seats, and let you enjoy the excitement of the Orlando Predators. Because I'll tell you, we've got one of the best teams that Orlando's seen in a while. It's going to be a very positive season. The coaching staff is just in their second year now.
They did well last year. Real quickly, again, that phone number is 407-355-2200. Now, I know we got some Preds fans in our audience here, so here's a big chance for you guys. Here's a great chance for you guys to get in on some really great ticket prices. Lower bowl season tickets start as low as $149. And any lower bowl season ticket that you buy, you will get an upper bowl ticket for free. And if you buy two, you get two free. So whatever, it's buy one, get one free. And so 407-355-2200, give them a call right now. They'll have operators there until 6 o'clock, and so you can get in on this deal. And if you get in now, of course, you'll have the better selection. And that first game is coming up March the 29th. That'll be a Sunday game, but the rest of the games are all I see here on Saturdays, aren't they, except maybe one on Friday?
They are. Our opener is on Sunday, March 29th. ESPN is
broadcasting.
Is broadcasting and is getting back to us, whether it be a 2 o'clock game or a 5 o'clock game. All the other games are on Saturday nights at 7 p.m., which we're just really happy to have the Amway Center on a Saturday night at that time. It's early enough for people to, get their dinner, go out, enjoy the game, get home at a decent hour on a Saturday evening.
And once again, they are back downtown at the Amway Center this season. And so these lower bowl season tickets, that is a great deal, to have that price for a season tickets anything at the Amway Center.
It's an exceptional value. It really is. And the most important thing is it's really quality football and a lot of fun.
Yeah,
a lot of excitement.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, in today's Orlando Sentinel, I see where you guys signed. Is it Derrickus Purdy? Derrickus, he attended the Chicago Bears training camp in 2014. So you guys do get NFL talent in there. And so you guys are already making some player moves and bringing in some great talent. You got some great holdovers, including a fellow that used to play for a team that you played for, I believe, called the Florida Gators.
Right.
So, and by the way, folks, Gerald, not only is he the Orlando Biz Predators business and player development rep, but he's also the director of the Florida Gator Football Network, and he's a secretary over at Mike McBass NFL Former Players Union, the Orlando chapter. So you stay quite busy in the football field, don't you?
I do. I love the game, and I have fun what I'm doing.
And, of course, Gerald is an NFL vet himself, played for the San Francisco 49ers.
Back when, in the old days, when you couldn't use your hands.
All right, so when we come back, we got more from Gerald Loper and you if you want to be a part of the show. Nostradamus will be with us later, 407-774-8255 is the number. And don't forget that great deal. Give them a call over there. They got operators waiting right now, 407-355-2200, to get in on those great ticket deals for the Orlando Predators. All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you got the Preds Network, so to speak, here, because right now we got Gerald Loper of the Orlando Predators front office with us in the studio talking about the upcoming season. Now that the NFL season is over, the AFL Arena Football League season's getting ready to kick off. And guess what? There are things coming up before the season to get the excitement rolling. As a matter of fact, there's something going on just this Saturday that you guys and gals might like to take a part in, bring your children out to. It's going to be this Saturday afternoon at 5:30 at Ember, which is downtown. It's at 42 West Central downtown. And it's going to be the Prowler Dance Team Finals. So you got to whittle it down to the final group of Prowler dancers this Saturday?
We are, and we've got a great group.
You need
group.
Any judges? I think I got 5:30 Saturday afternoon open.
I don't know how many times I've been asked that same question.
Yeah, I'm too late. Usually,
Charlie.
Yeah, there you go. But what it's so the Preds this Predators Dancers this Saturday downtown, and this is open to the public.
It is. It should be a fun event. We'll of course have the Pred Nation there, and the girls are all really great. It's going to be kind of tough to make that cut, but you have to do it.
Yeah, I hope Tristan makes it back on again this year.
Well, come down and applaud for her, okay. Because everybody gets the fair chance. But come on down, enjoy an afternoon or early evening with the girls, and maybe stay and have a cocktail or two, and mingle with the fans, and probably be a player or two down there, and coaches as well as administrative staff. So it's a real good Predators function.
Well, that's another great thing about arena football. It's real fan-friendly, folks, really fan-friendly. You get right up close with the players. You get to mingle with them and everything in off-field events and at the arena. So it's a great deal. And don't forget, you can get a special on season tickets tonight by calling 407-355-2200 for every local Lower Bowl season ticket you buy, at no matter what price level you buy it, you will get a free Upper Bowl. Buy one, get one free. So it's a great deal.
And we're talking $149 for a season to get in the Lower Bowl at the Amway Center, which is, I think, $16 approximately a game.
And you can't beat that. I mean, that is, especially for family entertainment.
And I repeat, the quality of football, it is NFL quality players, coaches, everything that Mr. Siegel does as far as the entertainment, the tribute to the veterans, so the first game, giving away the 1,600 tickets. I mean, it's a great organization, football-wise and, as a community citizen.
Yeah, it's been my association with few associations I've had with him. He does things first class. All right, we got a caller on the line, and you can be on the show as well at 407-774-8255. Al, thank you for calling. Your question or comment about the Orlando Predators.
Hey, no problem. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent. Yourself?
Fantastic.
You big Preds fan, Al?
I am a Predator.
Well, see, I knew we would find an area of commonality.
Good afternoon, Al.
Yeah, go ahead, Al. Al, you still there? Oh, no, don't tell me we lost Al. All right, Al, try to call back, Al, and we'll take your call right away. For some reason, we dropped Al there, but we'll get him right back on the line as soon as we can. And once again, the Predators dancers who are going to have their final this Saturday to Ember, and then a week from tomorrow on February the 11th at 5 p.m. at Ember, once again, which is at 42 West Central Boulevard, there's going to be a business-to-business event, and I'll tell you more about that here in just a second, but we have Al back on the line. And Al, go ahead and say what you have to say. I won't interrupt you this time.
Sorry about that, man. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. Anyway, I am a Predators fan, love the Predators. I would just implore anyone that if you're interested, you're on the fence, man, give these guys a call. I've dealt with them for a long time, really good people. And also, I'd just like to point out the fact that obviously for NFL football, excuse my language, but it sucks to watch in person. It's much better to watch on TV. It's very boring. But when you go to the arena football, when you go to an Orlando Predators game, it is so much better in person. It's action-packed the whole way through. Also, as well, we had a We had a game a couple of years ago. I think we won. It was like 82-83. Last time I checked, that's more than the Magic scores on an average basis.
So it's a lot faster game, right, Al?
Yeah, and much faster.
But what Al is saying, too, is it's a lot more comfortable. It's a lot funner. And it's a lot fan-friendlier experience. And
exactly.
Especially with now back downtown at the arena downtown. Not to take anything away from the UCF arena, but the arena downtown just offers so many more amenities and so much more spacious seating and luxury. Well, Al, are you a season ticket holder? Have you been in the past?
I have been in the past. I will be again this year. Definitely. I would just implore anyone, let's go ahead and fill this stadium up. Let's get our butts in these seats and cheer on the Orlando Predators this year. Make that phone call.
Well, absolutely. And if you can take advantage of this offer right now, Al, they'll be there until 6 o'clock at 407-355-2200, where you can get a lower bowl season ticket for as little as $150 and get an upper bowl season ticket for every lower bowl season ticket you buy free. So you can go and treat friends and you can switch out during the game. You know. So, Al, thank you so much for the call. And I hope
yes,
I see
Al,
you.
Thank you very much. That was very colorful.
And I'll be sure to call back and explain to Chris the definition of the word funner. Okay, you know,
Al, so much appreciation for you being out there, and certainly hope that we run into you down at the Preds at the new digs back at the old, if you will, Orlando Arena. All right, we come back with more with Gerald Loper.
Here is tonight's American Adversaries Soundbite RX News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Today's Soundbite RX News Minute is brought to you by My Liberty Threads. American made, America proud. MyLibertyThreads.com.
Hi, this is Christopher Hart once again for SoundbiteRx.com with a little taste of the medicine you'll find brand new there today. Like this, the EPA has been caught inflating numbers. Sound familiar? Sort of. Inflating numbers to justify new ozone standards. This is the problem with the EPA. They keep changing the numbers, changing the science, changing everything. How can anybody keep up with them? Also this, the CBO, that's the Congressional Budget Office, has come up with new figures on how much Obamacare will cost over the next 10 years? No, not less than $1 trillion. Over $1 trillion. As a matter of fact, $2 trillion at least over the next decade. And guess who will be paying for that, folks? Also this, and we talked about this on our show periodically here at the American Adversaries, about investment bankers strangely tied to suicide deaths around the world. Well, there's an article on Soundbite today talking about bankers of Europe turning up dead. Not to mention the fellow who killed himself with a nail gun, having to shoot himself 16 times in the head, neck, and chest. Also this, Obama refers to himself in a speech. Oh, what's new about that? Well, he did it 118 times in a 3-minute speech. I guess he's going for a world record. All right, folks, don't wait around and go to soundbiterx.com. It's good medicine. We'll be right back. All right, that's right, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries, and we are back, and we are live once again coming to you from Altamont Springs on AM 660. The answer, the number is 407-774-8255. And you just heard a great testimonial from a listener who, if you've listened to our show for a long time, you know that when Al calls, he's usually calling to disagree with us. But on this occasion, he agrees. The Preds are great entertainment, and this is a great deal, especially the deal that we're offering here tonight. There are operators on duty down at Preds headquarters until 6 o'clock. Their phone number is 407-355-2200. And tonight, until 6 o'clock, if you buy a lower bowl ticket, any lower bowl ticket at any price and any number, for those tickets, you will get one-for-one free upper bowl tickets. So it's a great deal, but you got to take advantage of it right now. And like Al said, he's going to re-sign up for season tickets this year. It's going to be a fun season. They're putting together a great team, and great. The coaching staff is back from last year, and they're back downtown again. And we were just telling you there's some other events coming up as well. This Saturday at Ember, which is downtown, 42 West Central Boulevard, you're going to be able to see the Pred Dancer Girls in the finals as they're chosen for the season. And then Wednesday next week, February the 11th, from 5 to 8, once again at Ember, which is at 42 West Central downtown, there's going to be a business-to-business event. If you want to be a part of the Orlando Predators Business Club or become involved as a business or corporate sponsor with the Orlando Predators, you can definitely come down and be a part of that. I'll be there. Of course, I won't be able to be there from 5 to 8, which is the time that it runs, but I'll get down there in time to catch the last part of the meeting. But that phone number for that is, once again, 407-355-2200.
And Chris, I was just going to tell you, I'll do this announcement tonight, that I have a special gift for the Predators I want to give you, Gerald, and that is a bicycle pump and a tire gauge, okay? An air pressure gauge. I want to give that to you. You know, I want you guys to avoid any problems out there now, you know, with...
Are they AFL certified?
Well, he's going to check them anyway. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Thank
but
you.
There's also another event coming up for the season ticket holders who are buying tonight or have bought them already going to be buying them. And that's coming up downtown at the Citrus Bowl.
Yes, we'll have our preseason season ticket holder pickup party. It's Saturday, March 14th at the Citrus Bowl. Thunder Field is just adjacent to the Citrus Bowl, and we'll start at 10 a.m. to about 2 p.m. We'll have all of our dance team, all of our players there. We'll probably have a scrimmage that afternoon. Just everyone will get to, you know, get autographs and so forth.
And that now that's going to be your new training facility, is it not?
Well, it will be. We'll be moving in. Our training camp starts March 8th, which is about 2 weeks. Right now we've got about a roster of about 40 people. We had a great tryouts last year. We had two tryouts with over 130 athletes competing in that. The result, we've cut that down to 40. Our final roster of 24, we've got to get down for the March 8th start of the training camp.
Okay. And this ticket party, pickup party down at the Citrus Bowl, what day is that again?
That is Saturday, March 14th at the Citrus Bowl Thunder Field, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, and if you haven't gotten season tickets, you can get them there that day, too, I take it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Come out and enjoy the festivities. We might even have a special running like today.
All right. So, as I said, folks, there's a lot of fun between now and the season, when the season kicks off downtown on Sunday, March the 29th, to get the Preds rolling here again, and you can be a part of it. And if you want to take advantage of that ticket order, you got to do it tonight at 407-355-2200. Gerald.
Well, I was just going to say, Chris, thanks for mentioning that opening game on March 29th. It's against the Philadelphia Soul, and I happen to be a fan of Ron Jaworski, and I'm hoping he's going to show up. You know, he's the owner of that team. So it's always exciting to play them because he attends probably 90% of their game. He's an amazing sports enthusiast.
And, of course, he was a very successful quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, throwing those bombs and things down the field.
I believe he's in the Eagles Hall of Fame, absolutely.
I would be surprised if he is not. Speaking of that first game, it is also going to be dedicated to vets. Some 1,500 or 1,600 tickets David Siegel has already handed out to veterans who will be at that game. Lee Greenwood is going to be there, folks, so it's going to be a great. He's going to sing the national anthem, which is a treat, but then he's going to stick around and do the halftime show. And so it's going to be a lot of fun, and that'll be a Sunday afternoon, and they are waiting on the time. It'll be either 2 or 5 o'clock March 29th, as soon as ESPN, so that will be a nationally broadcast show, game, that is. They will, once they finalize that information, of course, will be made available. And great fun coming up this season with the Orlando Predators. I want to bring Nostradamus in on this because he's probably got some football-related questions to ask. Nostradamus, who is over at, at our headquarters. Nostradamus, how you doing?
I am doing well, gentlemen. And are you ready for some football? Football season's over. It's time for football.
Some real football, as they say. You know, Mike McBath pointed out, and by the way, folks, Mike's a regular on our show. He'll be back Thursday, fresh from Super Bowl weekend over there in Phoenix. But Mike has pointed out that many of the NFL teams and The New England Patriots are a great example of this. In their game against the Colts, the second half, they did not run the ball not one time. And I think the other night in the Super Bowl in the second half, they might have run the ball twice. And that's arena football.
It almost looked like arena football without the walls on the sideboards.
And without all the scoring.
Yeah, that's right. That's it.
All right, but you had a football question or two for Gerald.
Yeah, first, Gerald, I'm wondering, every year it seems things happen real quick, very suddenly before the arena football season begins. How do your players and your coaching staff coalesce so quickly and get ready for a season to start? There's not a lot of time to prepare for practice when you're signing people left and right all the time.
Right. Well, you know, all of these players have experience, many at the NFL level, but certainly at the Division I or the college level. So it's not like you're teaching fundamentals. You're basically, you know, getting your playbook in order, making sure everyone understands their assignments and so forth. And we were very fortunate this past season. We've had, I believe it was 17 or 18 players that remained in the Orlando area and participated in workouts together. And then our coaching staff has been very busy as far as acquiring new talent. We acquired Randy Hippard from the Tampa Bay Storm, quarterback, who will be competing with Bernard Morris for the starting position. Randy's a sharp quarterback. Of course, Bernard's awesome, as we know. So that's going to be exciting for the team and for the fans to watch. The roster people that you'll remember. My favorite player is number 9, Earl Okine. He's, of course, from the University of Florida.
Yeah, old Gator.
He has just tremendous potential, had a great season last year. We'll be returning Greg Carr, number 4, who was the Arena Football League Rookie of the Year.
Great receiver from Florida State.
He was actually All-American at Florida State, and I think he's going in their Hall of Fame here in the next.
I wouldn't be surprised if he might make his way to the NFL at some point.
And I'd also want to mention our returning DB, Eric McIntosh from Florida Atlantic. Eric attends all of our charitable events, et cetera, and just a great guy and a great player.
And by the way, folks, if you're wondering, yes, Pred Fest is back. If you are familiar with Pred's games, you know that for a couple hours before the game, they have what they call Pred's Fest. And it's a lot of fun, and they have great stuff, the entertainment for the kids and the adults as well. And that'll start at 5 o'clock before every Saturday game. And now this ticket party that's coming up at the Citrus Bowl on March the 14th, that's going to be a fan-friendly thing, and lots of stuff for kids to do, like bounce houses and all that stuff too, right, Gerald?
It's going to be a fun day for everybody. Absolutely. We'll have jump houses, beanbag throws. We'll have food, music, the players, the dancers. It's going to be a great time.
And it's meant for people who have season tickets to pick them up. But if you haven't gotten season tickets, you're still welcome to come to that event. And when the Preds do start practicing downtown, can people come and watch them practice?
Well, I'm sure that's up to Coach Keefe. He'll probably have some open practices, but he may have some closed practices. I know he's very intense about
game planning,
and he likes for his team to focus. And sometimes, you know, they lose focus if they're, you know, friends and family are in the stands watching them practice.
Are you guys going to have a tryout for local talent this year? Where players can come out like a free agents type thing?
Well, we had two tryouts last year, near the end of last year.
I see.
In November. And the second one, we had 125 guys show up.
Wow.
And we pulled about 5 players from that 125.
That talent pool, yeah.
That are in that 40, and then, we cut that on down.
All right. Nostradamus, I know you got another question there.
Yeah, I know. Thanks to Chris's and the Predators' largesse, I was able to attend a handful of games last year at the old CFE, and I'm wondering, what will the fan be expecting when you move back into the Amway Arena come this season? What kind of differences will there be between what we saw in and around the game last year and what we see this year?
Well, of course, the Amway Center is the world's best arena in the, it has been voted the top arena in the world. So you've got
for sporting events.
You've got, the Jumbotron, which is huge. It's, it's crystal clear, depending on what they're showing on the Jumbotron screen. There's a lot of LED advertising bands that are around the arena. Everything's brand new. There's, you know, VIP areas. There are, you know, very beautiful, lush suites.
I think it'll be safe to say that there'll be a lot more going on that will enhance the experience around you that just the UCF arena just didn't have the facilities or the equipment to provide. And I don't think the kickers, for instance, are going to have to worry about hitting the Jumbotron with them when they kick the football off like they had to worry about at UCF.
Well, and the lower bowl is really, you know, in the Amway Center. If you're in that lower bowl, and again, for $149, you can get 9 games.
Yeah, that's the whole season.
And so call Amanda Hurley. I just want to give a shout out if I can. Real,
yeah, go right ahead.
Sneak one in.
Yeah,
Amanda runs our business club, and I just want to give a shout out to Amanda Hurley. And if you're interested in becoming part of the business club, or if you have any questions, please give Amanda a call at 407-355-2200. That's Amanda Hurley with the Orlando Predators. Thanks a lot, Chris.
All right, and of course, Amanda will help you out with season tickets too, and she knows her way around Pred's place, if you will, over there. So, yeah, give Amanda a call at 407-355-2200. There'll be a business-to-business event, which you will be able to find out exactly what the Preds can offer you as a business, and that will be Wednesday coming up next week. That's the 11th of February. It'll be from 5 to 8 at Ember, which is downtown 42 West Central Boulevard, and that'll be free to attend. But if you'd like to call Amanda and ask her some more questions about that, once again, the number is 407-355-2200. And I'm certainly looking forward to the Preds being back downtown because it's a lot closer to where I live for no other reason. But it is much more, you know, luxurious event venue, and there's plenty of parking, so you don't have to worry about that as well.
Well, I've been watching football for the last, six, 9 months, however long the season's been, and yeah. I'm ready for some live football. I'm ready to get in that arena. I'm ready to see our players, you know, get out there and perform. I mean, that's you know, what's so exciting about going to the Amway Center, just to answer that question again.
Yeah, and it is a very fan-friendly event, and so please do come on out, and you'll have a time of your life. I guarantee you that. All right, when we come back, we'll have more with Gerald Loper, Nostradamus, and you, if you choose, at 407-774-8255. Go Preds! All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries, folks. That's right, you got us live on AM 660, The Answer, as we're talking to Gerald Loper of the Orlando Predators.
Go Preds.
You guys looking for an announcer? You know I can do that Predators thing pretty good. Anyways, welcome back to the show, 407. Anyway, welcome back to the show, 407-774-8255 is the number. Christopher Hart here along with Lair Adams. Nostradamus is on the line. Got Gerald Loper of the Orlando Predators. I want to remind you again, you got until 6 o'clock to take advantage of this deal. Buy a lower bowl ticket at any of the season ticket prices for the lower bowl, from the less expensive to the most expensive.
It starts at $149.
$150 for a season ticket for the year, and in the lower bowl. Nine home games for the Preds. I mean, it's worth it, folks. $150 for every lower bowl ticket you get, you'll get a free upper bowl ticket. Buy one, get one free. Buy two, get two free, etc. So please take advantage of that. They have operators standing by until 6 o'clock, 407-355-2200. Keep that phone number handy if you want to be a part of the business club, or if you'd like to be a sponsor of the Predators, 407-355-2200. And there's a lot of perks that go along with that. So please do take advantage of that tonight. Gerald, you wanted to give a shout out to a couple people real quick.
Well, I just wanted to, first of all, say hello to all the Pred Nation and all of our fans, and also our corporate sponsors.
You know, the Pred Nation, they're great folks. I see them all over the place at charitable events all the time.
And I want to shout out to our front office staff. I'm sure a lot of you don't know these guys, but you'll be getting to know them. Our new president, Jared Saft, Daryl Harbin, our chief operating officer.
Now, he's come back. He was with the Preds
before. He was with the Preds before. He left, went to University of Alabama with the Crimson Tide, and yeah. He rolled back to Orlando.
All right.
So we were very lucky to have him.
Roll Preds.
Mike DiGiulio, who's our GM of football operations, and he's been extremely busy in the offseason evaluating talent with the coaching staff, et cetera. Adrian Robles, who does our game day productions, Dick Urban, our office manager, and I couldn't forget Robert Jensen, our chief marketing officer.
And we want to give a big shout out to David Siegel, you know, for buying this team, making sure it stayed in Orlando and bringing it back downtown. And, you know,
he is
sort of
the man.
Sort of rebuilding the team. And we certainly appreciate that. All right. And once again, folks, 407-355-2200. If you don't get season tickets tonight, you can still get them before the season kicks off. They do have a website that you can go and check it out to, and you can see the different sections and the prices for the tickets. That's OrlandoPredators.com. OrlandoPredators.com, or they have a ticket number, which is 844-455-PRED, 844-455-PRED. But tonight you can call 407-355-2200 and get those lower bowl tickets, and it's a buy one, get one free. You buy a lower bowl, you get an upper bowl free.
And the if you look at the nine-game schedule, we start, as I mentioned, with the Philadelphia Soul and Ron Jaworski. But then April 18th, we play the L.A. Kiss, who Gene Simmons is the owner of that team.
Yep.
And then we go in and play in Cleveland, where we lost in the playoffs last season to Cleveland. And they finished second in the league to the Arizona Rattlers. Then we take on our cross I-4 rival Tampa Bay. On May 18th, Portland comes down, plays us on a Saturday at 7. They'll probably be exhausted or whatever.
Yeah.
And then again with Philadelphia, we play the New Orleans Zudu on June 26th. Voodoo.
Voodoo, yeah.
Excuse me. but that's going to be an exciting game.
They know judo.
Yeah, that's always a good game. And then
our other cross-town rival or cross-state rival, Jacksonville, the Sharks, on Saturday, August 1st. And then we'll wrap it up again with a final game in the Amway Center on August 8th with Tampa Bay Storm.
And those are sure to be key games, those two that you're going to close out the season with at home against Jacksonville and then against Tampa Bay. But the whole season is going to be a really great season, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm sure David Siegel is going to make sure it is a first-class experience for everyone who comes down to the Amway Arena to see the Orlando Predators play. Nostradamus.
Yeah, you know, Jeb, I'm wondering, is David Siegel going to be kind of a silent owner and let the football people handle the football? Or is it going to be like the George Steinbrenner of arena football?
Well, no, the locker room handles the football. The locker boy.
I don't want to speak on his behalf. I think David puts a lot of faith and commitment into people that work with and for him. And I think that's been his style, but, you know, I don't know. It's football. He may want to come down on the field and hit somebody. I don't know.
I know that he is known for surrounding himself with smart, capable people, unlike our president. And that is at least one of the keys to his success.
Well, Jared Saft is an 8-year or 9-year veteran with Westgate Resorts, which is, you know, the most successful privately held timeshare in the world, which of course David Siegel has actually here in Orlando, 7 resorts and a total, I believe, of 28.
Yeah. And by the way, folks, they do contests down there, so don't be surprised if you're at one of these games and they give away some weekends at one of these resorts. You know, no strings attached. So
we will make it fun, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a great season. Once again, it kicks off. The season officially starts March the 29th, but the fun has already started. And this Saturday, you can be a part of it at a place called Ember, which is at 42 West Central downtown, where the Orlando Predators dancers are going to be having their finals to see who will actually make the dance team. And they do a great job, by the way, folks. That's a great part of the entertainment for the game, believe me. And that'll be this Saturday at Ember. Wednesday, a week from tomorrow at Ember, will be the business-to-business event. If you have a business and want to find out what the business club and sponsorships offer for you, that once again will be at Ember, 42 West Central, from 5 to 8. I'll be there at least for the tail end of that as soon as I can get down there and parked. And the ticket party is coming up down at the Citrus Bowl on Saturday, March the 14th, and everybody's invited. So please do come on out. That'll be great fun, kids. There'll be a lot of stuff going on, and they might have a scrimmage game. I'm sure there'll be Pred heads there, and it'll be a great experience. So great event coming up, a great season, I should say, coming up, and you can't get much better than arena football because you actually can be a part of the action because
absolutely.
When the balls come into the stands, you catch it, you keep it. When
That's
the players
right.
come into the stands, you catch them, but you have to push them back. But it's a lot of fun. Nostradamus, we're just about out of time, but tell us what people can find brand new today at Facebook, including the fact that we are linked with the Pred season ticket order page on our Facebook page.
That's I like
right.
it that.
We're going to have that up. Go to American Adversaries on Facebook. You'll see a link to the Pred season ticket page. You'll also see stories like this. Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. It could be Hillary has some tapes out there that are going to do her some damage.
Some secret Benghazi tapes, yeah.
That's right. The University of California, Davis is not just UC Davis. It's UC Sharia. Find out how some anti-Israeli activists are causing trouble out there.
And real quickly, Oscar Dennis, tomorrow night we have Abe Katzman back on the show, right?
Sure do.
Live from Jerusalem. He couldn't be with us Monday like he usually is, but he will be with us Wednesday this week and then back to Monday on next week.
Right. And a bookstore in San Francisco. Well, the citizens of San Fran are getting what they deserve. They voted to raise the minimum wage, and an independent bookstore called Borderland Books is going out of business because of it. So now all their employees are going to make $0 an hour.
You know, I saw, Gerald, where David Siegel actually raised the minimum wage for his resort employees, but he did it voluntarily. That's the way it should be done.
He did. And it's funny because when I speak to him about those type of things, usually when he does something good like that, he doesn't get much press.
Well, but he got a little here when he did it because we talked about it on this show.
Well, thank you very much. He's a great guy for doing that.
And we like to give credit where credit is due. But that's the way it should be done because he has a successful business and he wants to give some of that success to his employees and it gets him a better employee in the process. He understands the business world, unlike the guy in the White House. Nostradamus, anything else?
Yeah, the last story is about P.F. Chang's. They tried to put out some gluten-free items in their menu. They have to charge more for it because the products cost more. But a woman is suing P.F. Chang, saying it's discrimination because she's got to pay more for her gluten-free meal.
All right. Once again, you'll find all of that, including a link to the Pred season ticket order page at our webpage on Facebook, American Adversaries. Great work, Nostradamus. Appreciate you so much. Tomorrow night we have Abe Katzman live from Jerusalem with his weekly visit with us. Thursday, Mike McBath will be back in the studio. And Friday, my friend Tom Weigel is going to be here to talk about his business experience and how he came up with the idea for the booby trap, which Winter Park just bought to demolish. So you'll want to be with us tomorrow. Thanks, Gerald Loper.
Thank you. In behalf of the Predators, go Preds.
Night, everybody.
Thank you, fans.
Orlando, a service of Salem Communications, intelligent, conservative, AM 660, The Answer.